Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, November 3rd, 2008, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Group Conference Call. We host this special monthly call for our More Success Team associates that are interested in the group marketing portion of our prepaid legal business. And later tonight at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be discussing the new and exciting changes to our compensation plan. For those of you who will be on the call, go to our team website, www.moresuccessteam.com. Click on the training tab, and under library, there's a special PowerPoint training that we put together that you can actually watch along with our training tonight. You know, sometimes being able to see what we're training on is helpful in the learning process. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to the Executive Vice President of Marketing for Prepaid, Millionaire Club member, and our team leader, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr.
I'm right here, Randy. Thank you. What an exciting weekend it's been. Wow. I want to congratulate you, Randy. I know that in the last week you've either recruited 8 or 9 police officers. I think whichever way the election goes, we may need our own police force. You're doing a good job recruiting them, and I appreciate that. I just want to thank you. You know, Randy, tonight's exciting night for the young men that's on. It's come from a long, long way. I like to look at him as the average American that has a dream, and the dreams are there, but it's kind of hard to reach. You keep working every day, supporting your family, doing the best you can, and about the time you start to reach your dream, something slips out of whack. But this young man was smart enough one day to listen to a prepaid legal opportunity. He took hold of that thing, and I think he says, if it's to be, it's up to me. He said that no matter who come against him, he wouldn't let anybody steal his dream. He's a $250,000 ring earner, belongs to the Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 2 Executive Director. He's a group trainer. He's about any kind of training you can think of. But most of all, he's just an outright American, a good family man, a Christian, and a friend of the Moore Success Team, Mr. Mark Seguin.
Well, Mr. Moore, thank you so much for that great introduction. I tell you what, every time I hear somebody like you introduce me, it makes me want to go hire myself.
Well, you know, what do you get the bill?
You know,
that's what attorneys do, isn't it? They flower it up and then they give you a bill.
Well, that's exactly right.
Oh, we're very proud of you, Mark. We're very extremely proud of you. So we're going to turn it to you, and you just have at it.
Well, thank you so much. And, Randy, it's good to hear your voice on here. And, man, congratulations on recruiting 8 people. You know, I hear people getting nervous about the economy, you know, about this, about that going on. But you know what? People are going to find something to be nervous about when things are rocking. What if they quit rocking? And when if they're not rocking, what are we going to do if they don't start rocking? You know, and I got to be honest with you. You know, just like you recruited 8 people, because obviously those police officers saw that there's an opportunity. They know the economy is nothing's guaranteed. You know, 2 things guaranteed in life, death and taxes, and everything else is just kind of up to what are you going to do. And I think that we have fear sometimes because of the economy, what it's doing, what it's not doing. And I'm going to tell you what, I see it as an opportunity. Whether you're recruiting or whether you're doing group or you're doing both, like I try to do, people need prepaid legal more so now than they ever do. I mean, you know, there are things going on. It's amazing. It's so fun to actually have people calling you that didn't sign up for prepaid legal a year ago, 2 years ago, when they first hired on at a company where you had the service or whatever. Or maybe like today I got a phone call from one of the very first groups I ever got when I got into prepaid legal, the city of Tyler. And this employee calls me today, and she said, when I came on with the city of Tyler, I don't remember them talking about prepaid legal and orientation because they talked about so many things, but one of my coworkers told me that I need to have your service. She said it does a will, it does a living will, and a whole bunch of other things. Where do I get the paperwork to sign up? And I'm going to tell you what, there's not a better feeling in the world when you know you can send somebody the forms that they need to sign up for this service, and they're sending you emails telling you how much they appreciate it, and they're looking forward to them getting their membership kit in the mail. And I mean, just it's just a great feeling to know you're helping people. And you know, as I was privileged to be invited and be on this call tonight, you know, I kind of thought about, you know, what do I want to talk about tonight? What is it that I could say to the folks out there? I know there's people on this call from Florida to Washington State and from New York to California and everywhere in between. And, you know, I thought, what could I tell people? What kind of nugget could I give to everybody? And, you know, one nugget I would give you is that Prepaid Legal Services has been around for 36-plus years. They have, I told somebody this the other day, and I don't mean it in a negative way. It's a cash cow. And it means that there is money flowing through Prepaid Legal to pay commissions all the time. We do not get enough commissions. Mr. Stonecipher keeps adding money to the commission structure. And so what I'd say to you is forget about the economy. Forget about going after those big companies. You know, everybody wants to go get those big companies to set up as a group because, hey, I'm going to hit the big one and make the big coin. And I'm going to tell you something. The little companies are the ones you want to go after, the little organizations. And when I say little, I'm talking 20 to 150 and everywhere in between. You don't need anything bigger than that. If you looked at my portfolio of groups that I have, the majority of them have 50 or less employees with a membership, and most of them have 20. And it's because I am going after things that are achievable. You know, one of the things I've learned since I've been in prepaid legal is you got to set goals, and you got to be busy about your business. You've got to be doing things that are achievable. And what I have learned is those big companies, while they are great, whenever you land one, I'm seeing those companies folding up left and right on the Internet. I remember one year there was a young man, Tyler Garrison. Some of you may remember him, and he was brand new on the scene. Matter of fact, he got his $250,000 ring before he got his $100,000 ring. And he landed one of those big companies, and, you know, that big company wasn't around very long, and the next thing you knew, he was out of the business because he didn't build a pace. He didn't build up a pipeline full of organizations that he could go and market this service to. And, you know, one of the things that I feel like I've done a pretty good job at, I never feel like I've figured it out or totally figured out exactly what I'm doing, but one of the things I've learned to do is to fill up my pipeline. And what I want to talk about a little bit is referrals and building a reputation. Your reputation is something that is one of the most valuable things that a person could have. It's the most valuable thing next to time. Time, of course, is the most valuable. But a reputation is right there running a very close second. And as I have built my group marketing business, I've built it on Mark Seguin's reputation. And that reputation is that I'm not going to oversell, I'm going to undersell, I'm going to overdeliver, and I'm not going to pressure anybody to buy anything. I was doing some field training recently with some other agents, and actually these associates actually had already been selling for a long time, some of them had never sold. And I was out doing some field training, and they said to me, Mark, I never heard you close. I never heard you close. You just told them, if you want this, fine. If you don't want it, that's fine, too. And you told them what paperwork to check off if they wanted it, what to check off if they don't wanted it, and you never closed. And they said, you left memberships on the table had you done a hard close. And I said, no, I didn't. I left membership to come back and get next year because what I have discovered, because I've been in this business now not near as long as Randy and Mr. Moore, but I guess I've gone on somewhere between 4 and 5 years now. And one of the things that I have made my number one goal in this business is to be invited back next year or next orientation, or in 6 months, or the next time we hire an employee. Because isn't it more valuable to be invited back next time than it is to get all the memberships you can possibly force people into buying? And then you leave there, they never ask you back, they say he's a high-pressure sales guy, like a used car salesman, and as they hire new employees, you're not allowed to come back. Next year when they do their benefits, you're not allowed to come back. And I think that's so sad because we have such a great product and a great service that if we actually go in and explain the benefits accurately, telling them using stories, because remember, information tells, stories sell. And so, you know, 90% of my presentation is spent giving stories and examples of how the service can be used, how it can benefit you. And when I'm done, you don't have to twist anybody's arm. All you got to say to them is, you know, those of you that want the service, here's what I need you to do. You know, go to this page and check off on the acknowledgement that, yes, I do want to participate, or no, I don't want to participate. You know, and those that don't sign up, and that was something, too, that somebody said to me one time. They said, you know, Mark, the people that don't sign up for your service, I notice that you treat them just as if they just enrolled. Why are you doing that? I said, because there'll be a client that enrolls later. They may not have enrolled today, but if I treat them good and not necessarily make them feel good about not signing up, but be understanding about whatever their goofy logic is for not signing up, ask them a few questions to make sure that they've made the right choice, but don't pressure them into that sale. And I'm going to tell you what, this past August, I was doing a lot of my schools, a lot of my cities, and various other groups. And one of the things I did is I opened up 15 or 16 brand new groups that we did enrollments during the month of August, and of course they were effective in September, and that's where I got my 515 personal counters that were mine, not to mention there was another 500-plus counters that went to my team that helped me. And out of those 500 and some odd counters that I personally got, or over 1,000 that the team got, there was about 25 existing groups that were re-enrollments. They invited us back again. And some of these, we were back for the third and fourth time. And then there were 15 brand new groups that I used those other groups for references to get in, because, you know, that is so powerful when you can walk in with a list of companies that you personally have a relationship with and that they have respect for you, or maybe even letters of recommendation. One of the things I have done, and, you know, when I got started in the business, I couldn't do it because I didn't have any groups, but I have built a list of references, letters of recommendation from existing groups. And when I go in and talk to a new group, and you can drop a few names, you know, that name dropping, it is so powerful in helping you to instantly gain some credibility. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, I said, you know, I've built a reputation in my market, in the area, in the industry of employee benefits and identity theft training. When people talk about identity theft in East Texas, it's very likely that my name comes up because people have gotten to know what I do, and they know I don't pressure sell, that I go in there and educate. And so I hope that tip is helpful, and I'm hoping you guys are writing these down because there are little tidbits all through here that I want to give you. And another little tidbit that I wanted to give you on the call today is identity theft and the legal plan. I want to talk about how powerful the two are together. But I want to talk about how one actually opens the door and the other one makes you money. I've been in this business for a while, and, of course, when I got started, we didn't even have the identity theft plan, and within a short period of time, I bet it wasn't just a few months, the identity theft plan came out, and I really didn't understand it, didn't really use it, and didn't even try to sell it. And what I have started doing a couple years ago, is I found out that in order to get appointments, in order to get in front of the employees, by talking about the identity theft shield and the five areas of identity theft, I mean, it's simple. You know, the first area is driver's license. Second area is social security number. Third area is medical. Fourth area is character and criminal identity theft. And the fifth area is financial. And by just talking to employers, decision makers about how we can come in and educate employees about what identity theft is, because they think it's all about credit cards. And I'm here to tell you it's more about your driver's license, your birth date, your address, your phone number on your employees as well as your customers. They need to understand what it is, because somewhere between 51 and 76%, studies have shown, 51 to 76% of all identity theft happens in the workplace, and it's due to human error, not intent. What does that tell you? That means that employees don't think like a thief. Obviously, they don't, or we'd fire them, right? So one of the goals in you coming in and meeting with the employer's employees is to give them an understanding of how the thieves think, what they're after, and how they get it, in order to reduce the potential of a data or security breach due to an employee error. So if the number is 51 to 76% of it's happening on the job, if we could just double the education of the employees that they have now, we could cut that number in half. And so, Mr. Employer, what I'm going to do for you is come in and educate these employees about what identity theft is and how it happens. And, I mean, that's very simple to do. I mean, this is stuff you can go get off the Federal Trade Commission website. You can go to the Texas Attorney General website. Greg Abbott, he is very active in going after companies that don't protect sensitive information. So there's just a lot of data that you can get there to train the employees with. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do it. I mean, you can just, you know, print off some of the stuff they have and use that in your training. And you know, I'll go in and I'll tell an employer, you know, I need 45 to 60 minutes if you want me to educate your employees and potentially reduce the risk of a data breach. If you want me to just come in for 20 minutes and talk about our services and our benefits and how it'll protect the employees, I can do that. If you want me to educate them while I'm here to reduce the liability, potential liability that you may have in the event a data breach happens, then I need 45 to 60 minutes. And, you know, and I'll spend about 30 or 45 minutes, if they give me 60 minutes, just talking about identity theft. And the truth is, you know, you're selling when you're talking about that. But here's the key to all of this. Here it is. The identity theft is what gets you in. But if you do not talk about the legal plan and what it does for that employee and their family, you won't make hardly any sales. And I have tried it over and over again early on. I thought, you know, I'll go in and talk about identity theft. I'll talk about the identity theft shield and how the legal plan is part of the identity theft protection. And I was like, man, I'm not getting very many enrollments out of this deal. And so what I have done is I've changed my verbiage, and it's all about verbiage, and it's how you position things. I mean, if you've been watching, you know, these two elections, you know, the election where these, you've got the Obama and you've got McCain running, and the truth is they're not saying a whole lot different than each other. It's just how they're couching and positioning things. While they both may have two very different views, they're not really saying very much. And so one of the things that I would say to you is that talk about the identity theft shield and what it does, but then talk about the brilliance of prepaid legal when they realized, or when Kroll actually came to prepaid legal, when they realized that their identity theft shield alone really wasn't a complete program. And when you put the company, the life events legal plan that was actually created 30-some-odd years ago for those everyday life events, but realizing that driver's license identity theft, Social Security identity theft, character and criminal identity theft, all of those things are really a legal problem. They're not a financial problem. Yes, they could be a financial problem when you start hiring attorneys to solve it, but initially, driver's license, Social Security, character and criminal, all of those, medical identity theft, are legal problems. And just like you're going to need money in the end, you're going to need immediate access to attorneys. And so in the brilliance of Kroll and the brilliance of prepaid legal, they have put two totally different services together to create the most comprehensive identity theft protection. And then I go into how the legal plan actually works on an individual basis for legal issues, but at the same time, it doubles as an identity theft service, because isn't identity theft a legal issue? And so I've really just kind of changed the whole way I've presented it, and it's really increased my numbers, because remember, I don't hard close. So I kind of put myself at a disadvantage for most prepaid associates out there, because in group school, we're taught how to close, how to close, how to close, how to close. And while I totally agree with close, 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 I want to be so subtle in my close, close, that only a very learned salesperson that has figured out how to present stuff and close without people realizing they closed would be able to realize that Mark had ever closed. And so what I'm saying is I get buy-in throughout the entire presentation. So by the end of it, when I do close, everybody thinks, man, he never closed at all. I'm signing up for this service. So, you know I went over a lot of different things, but I have so much I wanted to tell you today. But I guess to sum it all up, you know, be on purpose in everything that you do. Realize that God has a plan for everybody, and we can choose to walk in our plan or his plan, and his plan is always the best plan. And I'm totally convinced that the only reason I've had the success I've had in prepaid legal is because this is where God has ordained me to be for today. And, you know, I believe I'll be here for the next, you know, 10, 20 years from now. But I know that I'm walking in his will, and it sure makes it easier to take those hard times as well as those good times when you know you're where he wants you. And if you're on purpose, the six-figure ring, the $250,000 ring, the Millionaires Club, the expansion bonus money that I've received and that is still coming, all of that just shows up without you having to figure out how to go get it if you just be on purpose. So with that said, Mr. Moore and Randy, I'm going to hand this back to you, and if there's any questions or anything else that you wanted me to talk about, just let me know. I'd be happy to do that.
So, Randy?
Go right ahead, Mr. Moore.
Randy, I didn't know if you could hear me or not. I punched on mute, and I wasn't sure if I punched myself the wrong way or not. What an outstanding job, Bart, done. I'm telling you, I think we might have some of our people on speaker code might want to ask him a question or two. Randy, do you have any questions?
Well, I don't know. Is Linda Bowden on? I didn't remember if she was on the speaker code.
She's a great one to ask questions. Linda? She might not have gotten speaker code. She was on because she wanted this recorded. Now she thinks so.
I think I unmuted the call. Ms. Bowden, are you on? Okay, I can hear you.
I am. Here I am.
Here you are, Linda. Appreciate you being on. I know that you always ask if we record when Mr. Seguin comes on. Of course, a call is being recorded tonight for future use, but I didn't know if you had a question you had for Mr. Seguin or not. I had to unmute the call because you're not on the speaker code. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You know, gosh, Mark, I want to just meet you one of these days. I love when you're on the call. You're so awesome. And selling without selling and selling without closing, that's something I was taught to do myself. I really can't think of a question to ask you, though.
Well, that's good. That means that I must have covered it without even realizing I covered it. You know, I mean, there's so many things that we could talk about. But
Mark, I'm surprised she didn't have a question because 21 years ago when I started training her, she had a lot of questions.
Yeah. I still do, and I'll hang up and I'll go, oh, I wish I would have asked him this. I just thought it was superb.
Well, you know, don't you agree? And I feel like, you know, one of my biggest goals, you know, Mark Brown has always said that, you know, when you're in prepaid, you build a book of business that it belongs to you. And I thought, you know, if that book of business belongs to me, I got to treat it like I have ownership in it. And so I have just made it my ultimate goal, and I even communicate that to the decision makers that one of my goals is that you invite me back next year.
Right.
Somebody else, whoever that is talking with you, please hold up till we finish our call, please.
Well, Mark, I know that I treat my group like families, and I have some groups that have been with me for years, like 16 years.
Yeah.
And you see people retire, and they invite you in to tell you that they're retiring, or they invite you in to tell you they're getting married, and they let you in whenever you can. And I some of my groups are like little ATM machines. You know where you can go when you really need to make money.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's so important to treat them that way. So I just thought it would be worthwhile to communicate that tonight.
One of Linda's people has been in the top six of group openers this year. Mark, you might have heard that LLD.
Oh, yeah.
That's Linda's person.
Well, congratulations. Boy, now I'm
they're one or two ahead of you right at the moment, aren't they?
You know what? I think they are.
Well, I'm sure they won't be long, but it's just good that everybody's out there working. I think it's wonderful.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Linda. Randy, do you have something else for Mark?
No, Mark, I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. I'm sorry I had to unmute that call, but it lets other people speak. Hold on just one second.
Let me get collected.
There we go.
All right, that helped.
I apologize for that. That's the only way I could get Linda on. But I just want to thank you so much. You've always been so gracious. You just feel like one of us, Mark, and I just want to tell you that, you know, anytime we see you or your family, you know, and you don't have anybody around you, you know, you've always got us around you. I just want you to know that.
Well, and I appreciate that, and I know you guys have always treated me like family, and I've always felt like a surrogate as on part of the Moore team. So
you are. You are. In fact, I told Harlan to start giving me an override off of you. He hadn't come through yet. No, we appreciate you, Mark.
If you would.
Yeah, God bless your family.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a great night.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Skeen. All right, Mr. Moore, again, I want to remind everybody that right after this call at 9 p.m. Central and 30 minutes from now that we will be having our regularly scheduled Monday night Moore Success Team call. And tonight we've got some very exciting news to share with everyone. The new marketing plan, the new comp plan has come out, started the first of this month, and we're going to be going over that in detail. So for those that are on the call that would like to join in on that call, if you'd like to go to our MooreSuccessTeam.com website, go underneath training and look under library. The second item listed there is a PowerPoint training where you can follow right along with us. We'll have two Millionaire Club members that will be doing this special training tonight. So we're looking forward to that. With that, Mr. Moore?
Yes, Randy, I tell you, we would be remiss if we didn't say that next Monday night your small business class is exactly the same time as the calls tonight. And then, again, well, everybody hadn't signed up yet for the national convention. I like to say that every time. Be sure and get signed up. You're just wasting time. It's going to be an exciting time. You know, this was the best month of recruiting we've had this year, and I expect next month to be double, Randy, with all exciting news. So besides that, we'll see you at the 9 o'clock call. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.